Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com if you like to type. There's the long one, but the short one is the one we made it easy for you, is jbsba.com. That's the acronym for my name and who I am. So when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget you can find out about the 400-plus members of our Brain Trust, including our good friend Don Cooper, who is America's networking guru. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy travels all over the country, halfway around the world, talking to people and helping them understand the value and the importance of networking, selling, marketing, and customer service. He's the co-author, along with another Brain Trust member of ours, Beverly Williams, of a brand new book called The 30-Second Commute. He's our friend, Don Cooper. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have
you
back.
Great. Oh, thanks. Good to be back.
Well, it's I think this is the first time I've had an opportunity to congratulate you on your new book.
I think so. It just came out. It hit bookstores last week.
And you actually went to a bookstore and found your book there.
Yep.
Tell us about that feeling.
It's a pretty cool feeling. I've been with other authors. I know a lot of other authors, and so I've been with someone. They walk into a bookstore, find their book on the shelf, take it to the front desk, and autograph it there. And then the bookstore clerk puts a big autographed by author sticker on the front of it.
Right.
And they get all excited about it because they love meeting the authors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a real thrill. It was funny, though, because nobody ever asks you for your ID. No one asks you to prove you're the author of that book. So you can walk in any bookstore and say, "Hi, I'm John Grisham. How you doing?"
You know, I think you may have just created a new criminal element there, Don. That's funny. That's a pretty good story there. I'll have to try that sometime, and then I wouldn't do it actually. Then I just say, "Just kidding. You should have checked my ID."
Here's the thing you can do, Jim. And this idea comes from Greg Godek,
okay,
who is the author of 1001 Ways to Be Romantic.
I could use that book.
A lot of us can. He self-published that book before he sold it to a major publisher and sold 4 million copies.
Wow!
And a great tactic he came up with is called reverse shoplifting. You take your book into the bookstore and put it on the shelf.
Ah.
And then when somebody sees your book on the shelf, they take it off, take it to the front desk to check out, and they can't find the book in their system.
Right.
So they have to put it into the system and record they sold one, and they're now out, so they order another one.
That's a great way to do it.
I love that idea.
It's also called seeding or priming the pump, I guess.
Yeah.
You could call it that. That's a good story.
Exactly.
By the way, folks, there might be, you know, if you aren't careful with either one of those methods that Don just gave you, there might be some opportunity to be arrested there. So
you make sure you're doing it the right way.
Might want to be careful about that. Don, I was saying before you got here that one of the areas that is unfortunate about small businesses, we don't have the time or the money or the people to cover while other people are getting training.
Correct.
Training is an area that we small business owners really need to focus on. It's one of the lessons we need to take from our big business cousins, and one of the areas that we don't that really lacks in this in terms of training is training our salespeople how to be better prospectors.
Absolutely.
That we waste a lot. Small businesses waste a lot of time focusing on and working with people who are not good prospects, or if they are good prospects, they're not handled properly. The prospects aren't developed properly. And it's really unfortunate that the truth is if small businesses knew, and Don, in my opinion, if they knew how much money they lose, how much opportunity they miss by not training, they would see that the training is really a good investment.
Yeah, training is arguably one of the absolute best investments. You get your best return on investment with training, because for as little as a few dollars. You go to the bookstore and get a book on sales, or you go to nightingaleconant.com and get some audio tapes from someone like Zig Ziglar or Brian Tracy or
Don Cooper or something,
or you know, someone like that. You know, for little as 15 bucks, you can have some good training material to help your salespeople get better. And with the next sale, that pays for it. I mean, I have conducted sales workshops and then talked with salespeople afterwards, and they've told me how radically their sales have gone up because of what they learned.
I actually had somebody recently to write me an email and thank me they had listened to an archive of a show that I did, an interview I did on salesmanship, and they actually, because of that, what they learned in that archive, they actually went and made a sale, and they emailed me to thank me about that.
I love it.
And all they did was take a few minutes to listen to what some people said about selling, which is training, which is a form of training.
That's all you need, is to come up with some new ideas. And prospecting is one of the most important elements of that. The average salesperson wastes so much time trying to close a prospect who will never buy from them.
China eggs.
Yeah.
China eggs never hatch.
They'll go after and after and after this person and just waste hours, days, weeks trying to sell somebody who won't buy. And they'd be so much better off just going out and looking for a new prospect, because it's so much easier to sell what you offer to somebody who wants to buy.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so that's got to be, would you say that's the biggest mistake we make in prospecting?
I think the biggest mistake, we just don't do it enough. We don't make it a priority, and
we don't do enough prospecting.
Yeah.
Prospecting is a discipline all to itself, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the biggest complaints I hear from business owners and sales managers is that their salespeople are order takers. Mm-hmm. They wait for the prospects to show up, and they're not going out there and getting the new prospects. But the top salespeople in any field and the most successful business owners in terms of their growth are the ones that go out and actively find new prospects.
Right.
And you have to get out there, and you have to beat the bushes, and you have to go out and be aggressive and assertive about locating new prospects. If you wait for them to come to you, you could be waiting a long time.
I knew a couple of guys who were partners in an insurance financial planning firm, and they told me that the key to their success was one of the partners was a great prospector, and the other was a great closer.
Perfect.
And a great customer care guy. And so they basically double teamed people, and that's how they were successful.
Excellent.
It's a good way to do it. Stand by, folks. 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Don Cooper. He's going to give us some important tips on prospecting right after these messages. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Don Cooper, America's networking guru, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which is now available wherever books are sold and wherever fine books are sold. And Don, I think a couple of places maybe where they're not so fine.
Exactly.
And give us your website, please.
My website is doncooper.com.
All right.
D-O-N-C-O-O-P-E-R.
And if somebody wanted to use your services, what would that look like?
They could email me at don@doncooper.com, or they could call me at 303-832-4248.
And that's for training, for helping them with customer service and
training, consulting, if they're part of a group that needs a speaker for an organization, like a trade group.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don, let's get back into the prospecting that we were talking about a minute ago. And, by the way, before I go any further, is your book available? Can they find out more about your book on your website?
Not yet. I'm working on rebuilding my website right at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds good. Let's talk about prospecting. What are some other prospecting mistakes that you think that salespeople make?
There's a lot of them, and probably the next biggest one is that people prospect blindly. They don't know what they're looking for. They don't know where to look. They're just kind of going with a shotgun effect.
A shotgun, yeah.
What you want to do to prospect effectively is to first determine what your sales goals are. Are you trying to drum up more brand new customers or more repeat sales from existing customers? Are you trying to break into a new industry? Are you trying to push a particular product, like a new product or a high-margin product? Or do you need to revive a sagging performer in your line? Figure out, first of all, what you want to accomplish, because that determines what kind of prospect you look for, and that determines then where you look. So that's the next step in the process, is once you've defined what your goals are, define what kind of prospect will help you achieve that goal.
One of the things, Don, that helped me a long time ago to understand this is somebody introduced me to the concept of suspects and prospects and the difference between suspects, prospects, and customers. A suspect is everybody in the phone book.
Yep.
And,
they all
but,
could conceivably be a customer.
Right. But
that's
probably
a huge trap.
That's right. The prospect is somebody that you is a suspect that you've qualified into believing you know enough about them to believe that that they actually are somebody. They actually do spend money with somebody buying the things that you sell.
Yeah, they're highly likely to become a customer if
that's
you
right.
do the right thing.
And then a customer is one of those prospects that actually writes the check. But the important point to understand that I learned is that you don't get customers from suspects. You get customers from prospects. They have to go in that order.
I ask people all the time, who is your ideal prospect? And the answer I get most often is everyone.
Yeah.
and I laugh. I say, no, that's the wrong answer.
Right.
Because nobody can possibly prospect to everyone.
Especially if you're a small business owner.
Yeah. Your time's limited. Your budget's limited. Your resources in general are limited. So you've got to figure out who's your ideal prospect. Who is the person or the company or the entity that is most likely to buy from you? And the best way to start figuring that out is to profile your existing customer base.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your customers now? What do they have in common?
Why are they doing business with you?
Yeah. What is it about your business that they like particularly versus your competition? And you want to go out and find more of those kinds of prospects, whether they are old, young, rich, poor, black, white, male, female, business, consumer, management, line, high income, low income, large, small, in terms of company size or revenues or employees, whatever. Profile. Figure out who your customer is now. Who do you want more of? Figure out who's your best customer, your best 10 customers, your best 20 customers. What do they have in common? And go look for more prospects like those.
Just like them. That's exactly right. You know, another thing that I think that small business owners need to do more of, and that is developing prospects in terms of forecasting where the business is going to come from. And this is where what I was talking about suspects comes in handy. Because if you're a salesperson, if you say, okay, where's your next sale going to come from? And they tell you a name, and if you can determine that they haven't qualified this person, then they're still a suspect. Well, that person's a long way from writing you a check.
Yeah.
And so you've got to call your salespeople to task on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because too many salespeople have this long list of suspects, people who will never buy from them, and they get into the trap of trying to convert those people rather than moving on. What you want to do real fast is determine, is this person a real prospect or not? How likely are they to buy anything from us? And if they're not likely, get rid of them. Move on and go out and find somebody new to replace that person. And the more people you're doing that with, the faster you can accomplish that weeding out process of suspects versus prospects.
If you call on somebody more than once without finding out if they can turn into a prospect, you might as well be visiting with your grandmother.
Right. And it's not to say you've got to close them within, one or two contacts, but you need to be finding out information.
Right.
You need to be actively determining how likely is this person to buy from me.
Well said, Don. That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
The new book is called The 30-Second Commute by Don Cooper and Bev Williams. Thanks, Don. See you next time.
All right.
Quick break, 29 after. We'll be right back with Dr. Robert McTeer. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Happiness was her name. She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.